There's a new arts program underway in Durham that seeks to make sure everybody gets the chance to enjoy the city's growing array of downtown public art, whether they can see or not. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonie Dinge says descriptions of the art are now just a phone call away.
One of the most prominent and popular pieces of public art in downtown Durham is Major the Bull. It's hard to miss the large bronze statue, except if you're blind. The Dada Project, which stands for Durham Audio Described Art, is trying to fix that. Take a listen to this description of Major the Bull.
You can sit or stand on it to touch the bull. The bull stands about 10 feet above the platform.
The tips of the bull's horns are about 8 feet above the platform as well.
This is so exciting.
Margareta Clausen stands near the statue, listening to the brand new description on a friend's cell phone after dialing 919-694-DADA. Clausen is considered visually impaired. She's blind in one eye and only has partial vision in the other. She's impressed with the touchable description of Major the Bull.
Inviting you to come up and touch it and hold it. And that, especially for me, has become really important, that I can touch things and smell them now.
Clausen's friend with the cell phone, Beth Fowler, has no vision problems and was still drawn in by the new service.
I think it's useful for sighted folks as well. It makes you see it, really see it.
Arts attorney Dan Ellison has been working on the Dada Project for more than a year. It was born out of a course he teaches at Duke University called Introduction to Nonprofit Cultural Institutions, a service learning course. Ellison says access to the arts is important to him.
But right now, the idea is just to let it even the playing field a little bit, so to speak, so that a person who is blind or low vision is at least got some inclusion in the exhibit.
And Ellison says he and his students make sure the audio descriptions actually describe the physical shape, size, texture, and other intimate details of the art piece, which he says is not always included in curatorial audio guides in museums. Imari Genius is a Duke student who worked on the audio described art project.
It was hard at first because sometimes you don't know if you're being putting too much of your personal opinion into the description or if you're not being objective enough.
Duke student Katie Herman also worked on writing and recording the descriptions.
I know we had like a few class discussions about a certain piece of art and if like us calling it a shack versus just describing the actual shape of the building was putting too much like interpretation into it.
While students struggle to get the art descriptions just right, there can be other challenges. Just ask former Durham County District Court Judge Craig Brown, who is blind. Brown has had the chance to critique some of the art descriptions, but tells Ellison he wasn't able to hear the description of Major the Bull on his phone.
We'll have to work on that. There have been other people, maybe with different phone devices, that have been able to do it.
Well, so. No, we can put it this way. There are other blind people that are more competent than me.
I wasn't putting
Let's
it that way.
Let's just cut right to the chase, Dan. Come on.
So far, there are 9 pieces of public art in downtown Durham with call-in audio descriptions. And soon, the visually impaired will be able to hear the audio descriptions of 9 permanent pieces at Duke University's Nasher Art Museum. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.